This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So the book was originally commissioned by my publisher in the UK, and they said, can you go out and find stories of people around the world who've come to faith in Jesus out of other faith backgrounds? And I just thought it would be fascinating, but also the sort of thing that we need to hear. Because I think as often as you and I, you know, we're sort of can be a little bit kind of limited in our little worlds or churches or issues, and we forget that God is at work to the ends of the earth, drawing people to himself through his son, the Lord Jesus. And so we need to be reminded of that. And I was intrigued to think, I wonder if I'll find some kind of common pattern or something where people are sitting with a similar question or something around the world or the way that God works. So I was intrigued to see if I would find a pattern.
Did you notice any kind of pattern or way that it seemed God did draw people to himself?
Well, I think I noticed the opposite, which is wonderful because God is beyond the ways that we can imagine. And sometimes we try, in our humanness, try to box him into something more understandable. But of course, God is beyond that. He's unfathomable in the way that he works in the world. And so there's incredible variety. But one of the patterns I think I did find, which intrigued me, was that although people prior to knowing Jesus were sitting with lots of different questions and longings, and that was interesting as well, almost everybody expressed some level of they can't be good enough, which is interesting. So from a variety of religious backgrounds out of Islam and Buddhism and Hinduism, there's a sense that they can't be good enough for a holy God, I guess.
So it's almost like believing God to be so holy means that, wow, we must be so unholy. How could we ever relate?
And how could we ever do enough good to be good enough? How much good is good enough?
So how did they resolve the answer to that question? Was that kind of before they then thought, you know what, I can find Jesus anyway? Or how did they get to some kind of conclusion around that issue?
Yeah, well, then it varied. That's where the variety came in. So, for example, one girl grew up in Austria with a Jewish background. So 2/3 of them died in the Holocaust.
Wow.
So incredible history and questions about suffering. But she thought from her background that God has this unattainable standard. She can never get there. He's harsh, he's exacting, you know, that she just would never be good enough. And she then went to volunteer with an aid agency in Uganda. She had questions about suffering, so she wanted to do something about suffering. So there she is in Uganda. She meets a local pastor who is also responding to suffering in a way she respects. And this local Ugandan pastor invites her to his church for the first time. She goes in, there's 800 people just in this alive, vibrant, responding to God, you know, lots and lots of singing and praying. And just in that sense, surrounded by 800 people in a language she didn't understand, she didn't have a clue. She just got this sense that they know a God who she has never encountered. That they know a God who you can come to when you don't have it all together, when you haven't got it all figured out, when you have filled with questions and emptiness, you can come. And I think that really impacted me because then, of course, she started asking questions. She read the Bible. She understood who Jesus is and what he's done for us in his death and resurrection.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.